Yes, hello. You got my phone lines disconnected.
Okay, and your name, sir, is?
Mark Perkel.
Mark Patel?
Perkel.
Okay. Can I have your account number, Mr. Perkel?
Yes, my account number is 133976.
Okay. All right, sir, can I put you on hold so I can look at that account?
Sure.
All right, sir, thank you. Just a moment.
Call.
Mark?
Yes.
Thank you very much for waiting. I apologize for the delay. There's some computer time?
Yes.
Okay, and how can I assist you with the account, sir?
Well, we've talked several times before. I canceled 4 out of 5 of my phone lines back in the end of March.
Okay.
And it's now August, and you're still billing me for 5 telephone lines. And, you know, last time we talked, you had said that you would send me a corrected bill. And I said that as soon as I get a correct bill, I will pay for it.
Okay.
And now you have cut off my business phone. And
I have.
They said that you turned off my business phone.
They said.
And, you know, the other operators that I talked to and said that only you could turn my business phone back on.
Well, let me see what... If I don't remember turning them off. But let me look and see the account. See what we show. When you pick up your lines, what does it say, sir?
Yeah, I get just clicking noises, and other people who call me get some type of a message saying that my phone line, you know, I've already been told that my number's been disconnected.
Okay.
You know, and they said that you were the one who disconnected me.
Okay.
And that you are the only one who can connect it back up.
Okay, let me see here. What I was going to do is I submitted some paperwork to our billing and research department to adjust the balance on the account.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I've told you all through this, you know, that if you just tell me how much I owe you, I will pay it. You know, I'm not disputing that I owe you money. I know I owe you money. You know, I just need somebody to send me a bill for the right amount, you know, or tell me how much to pay you. You know, I have always said that I'm willing to pay you. I'm not trying to cheat you out of the money. I have been with you for 3 years now, you know, and I've always paid my bills on time. Mm-hmm. You know, and here you are. You've shut down my business. You've cut me off. You know, while, you know, I've been, you know, and it's all over billing. That's your mistakes.
Okay. What I show is that the payment that is due is for April, and for May, and for June, and for March. I mean, for July.
Yeah, it is, but you see, you're billing me for 5 telephone lines.
Oh. Okay.
And I only have 1 telephone line.
Let's see here. What do we show? I show 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I show the line of 617-521-2000.
That's the only active line that I have.
Okay, then we also show 521-2002.
Yeah, that's been disconnected,
and,
you know, for 4 months.
And 2003.
Right, which has also been disconnected for 4 months.
866-1222.
That rings into the 521-2000. So that's the same line.
866-1665.
That's been disconnected for 4 months.
Because I don't show those lines being disconnected. But what I
well,
can do is
They've been dead for 4 months. They're disconnected. And I can't believe that that's why I'm still getting billed for 5 lines that have been disconnected.
What I'm going to do then...
Or 4 lines
Mark,
disconnected.
I'm going to go ahead and reactivate the account.
Right.
I'm going to get our customer service to give you credit for those 3 lines.
4 lines.
Oh, those 4 lines, I'm sorry.
Well, you forgot there was a 521-2001 that was disconnected as well.
Okay, so the one that's disconnected is 2002-2003, and you're going to retain the 1222?
Yeah,
if that number, you know,
the 866-1222 is the same
as the 2000
line as the 2000.
Yeah.
I'm retaining that. Yes.
Okay. And the 1665 you want to cancel.
Yeah, that's canceled too.
Okay. All right. Let me get our customer service on the line so I can bring you up, okay? Hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello. $20.
Sure. Hang on for a few more minutes.
I gotta leave here by 2 o'clock. We get the land.
Oh, poor baby. Give me a hug. See you later.
Cost me the day, buddy boy.
Yeah, this is another thing that MCI WorldCom cost me. Right. See you later.
Monthly invoice isn't just a record of your telecommunications activities, it's a communication tool.
Mark?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for waiting. I'm working with Dora from our customer service on those lines, and we're going to figure out how much credit you're going to be due, and then I need you to pay me that.
If you give me an amount that I owe you, I will pay you.
Okay, she's going to give it to me right now, okay?
Okay.
And because I remembered you called, and I called customer service, and I left you with a customer service person to cancel those lines.
Well, no, that wasn't what happened. You know, I had canceled those lines a long time ago.
Yeah, about 3 months ago, something like that.
4 months ago.
Because those lines show in our system that they are canceled.
Well, but I'm still getting billed for them, you know. And now you've cut off my business.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring it up for you. In fact, I can do it right now. Let me see here.
And I don't understand this because it's...